June time, the family had met with the Police Ombudsman's Office once again, and they have now claimed that they don't have the adequate resources to complete the investigation into Patsy Kelly's murder, which is simply not good enough. And I suppose this case has highlighted the need once again for adequate funding and resources to be provided for legacy cases such as Patsy Kelly's.
As far as it's known, the last people to see Patsy Kelly were members of a UDR patrol that were manning a checkpoint near the pub that he operated in Trillick, and that's always given this case an extra dimension.
Yeah, well, as far as we're aware, there was a UDR patrol operating in Trillick, which we believed had stopped him at a checkpoint just shortly before he was murdered, and his body was dumped in a lake nearby to that. So I suppose that limits the investigation as to what we know, and I believe it's about time that Patsy Kelly's family were given truth and justice. And they've been waiting a long time. There's been many other families out there as well, and it's getting to the case where people are dying without seeing the truth or justice into their loved ones' murders, which simply isn't good enough. And previous agreements, such as the Stormont House Agreement, must be implemented sooner rather than later to address these issues.
And members of the family went to Downing Street recently to bring their case directly to the seat of power at Westminster.
Yes, that's correct. Last year, the Kelly family went to 10 Downing Street, and I'm hopefully bringing them down to Leinster House to raise the case also, and it needs to be raised as many locations as possible, but I think it's important that it's raised in Dublin. We continue to pressure to find truth and justice into Patsy's murder.